If you're looking to get out on the water this weekend and do some cool science along the way, you're in luck. Saturday is Snapshot Day, which means environmental groups are looking for volunteers to help identify non-native plants and animals that could pose risks to Wisconsin waterways and wildlife. Natalie Dutak is the Aquatic Invasive Species and Watershed Groups Manager at the River Alliance of Wisconsin. Natalie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
Well, give us a little history of Snapshot Day. How did this get started?
Sure. Snapshot Day, we are entering our sixth year, and this started as an initiative to kind of start monitoring aquatic invasive species at places where humans and the water interact. For rivers, that was bridges. We were finding that aquarium plants and other species were showing up at bridges, and so we thought, let's create this monitoring event where we can get people out and monitor those locations. And then over the years, and that was started as a partnership with Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. We've partnered with University of Wisconsin Extension now in about 2017, and we added lake protocols, and we have added wetland sites as well. So it's not just a river event. We are looking at lakes and wetlands and basically any place where aquatic invasive species might show up.
So if somebody listening volunteers, what are they going to do if they show up?
If you show up, there's about 30 sites across the state, and the first thing you do is, you sit down and you have a short training. You get to learn about the problem of aquatic invasive species. It'll be focused on the region that you're in. You'll learn a short identification, and then basically you group up and go out in teams on a scavenger hunt to find invasive species in the waters near you, and you get maps and you get all sorts of goodies, and then you bring those species back and help verify them at your training site.
I watched some of the videos here. It looks like you can opt for a dry approach or a wet approach, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It depends on the site. For rivers, we have the wet or dry approach. For lakes, oftentimes it is dry because you're just using a rope break from the shoreline, but we do have different methods, and we tell everyone to do whatever they're most comfortable with. So if you want to get into the water and it's safe for you to do so, go for it.
And bring your waders if you have waders, it sounds like.
Waders, yeah. I wear my Keens. I like to get my feet wet.
If people get there, they collect this info, then what? What does the info get used for about these? What people spot when it comes to these invasive species?
Well, so the first thing that happens is once they're verified, the information gets entered into the Surface Water Integrated Monitoring System, which is a database that the Department of Natural Resource manages. And that basically, it's used both by the DNR and can be used by the public. It allows, biologists and Department of Natural Resource aquatic invasive species specialists to manage populations. They can track where they are. If we find a new species that's it's a pretty good thing on Snapshot Day that they can manage that much faster than they would without that input. And then for the public, it goes into a series of maps that you can interact with, and it tells you what invasive species are in your water. So it lets you know what's out there and then prepares you a little bit better so you know what not to spread and where not to go.
Let's get into why we're worried. What kind of damage are we facing now and in the future when it comes to all these different invasive species in our waters here?
Well, sure. So, the number one factor from an ecological perspective is that we have healthy functioning ecosystems, and when an aquatic invasive species shows up, they disrupt that ecosystem. And what we're looking at are introduced organisms, obviously, that are often non-native, and they're highly successful and adaptable. So they can outcompete native species, the wildlife that people, rely on, whether you're hunting or fishing or just enjoying nature. Those animals and plants and birds, all kinds of species can be impacted by invasives. And then there's also the economic impacts for the state. Whether it's on a personal level, you have to clean off your boat, you have to manage your property for invasive species, that's a cost to a homeowner or a landowner. And then just the money spent statewide on managing the species in general, over $2 million have been spent managing invasive species in the Great Lakes Basin, and more than that within the Great Lakes in general.
If someone is sold on this idea and says, yeah, sign me up, where do they go to get signed up?
You can go to wisconsinrivers.org. We have a Snapshot Day banner at the top of the page, and registration, the event, everything is free, and we're still running that through tomorrow afternoon.
I keep hearing about different citizen science things where people, even without, you know, serious science training, can get out and help researchers, whether it's university researchers, state researchers, whatever. Are there other citizen science opportunities out there if people get a taste for this?
Oh, absolutely. There are several aquatic invasive species related programs, but University of Wisconsin Extension that I mentioned, they have another program, the Citizen Lake Monitoring Network, which obviously is a lake focus, but again, aquatic invasive species. There's also water quality monitoring options, native species monitoring options within that. There's also Water Action Volunteers. It's another great program, and that's more of a stream monitoring program. So again, it's a river-focused program.
And Natalie, you mentioned you yourself will be getting your feet wet. Is this an all-day event for people who are organizing this thing, dawn till dusk?
For the organizers, yeah. For the volunteers, it's only about 8:30 to 1. But yeah, I'll be there all day.
And what kind of invasive species in particular are you going to be on the lookout for?
So I'm helping out with the Door County event. And, you know, it's regionally specific, but I will be focusing on some of the species they have there commonly, which can be Eurasian water milfoil, you know, your rusty crayfishes. But I also like to put a spotlight on some of the species that aren't in the state yet, or the species that may be, you know, a problem with aquarium releases like water hyacinth, water lettuce. We actually recently had an illegal dump of red swamp crayfish. That's another one I want to let people know about. Like, this, you know, this doesn't belong here, and teach them how to identify it.
Natalie, thanks so much for joining us today. I hope you have good weather on Saturday.
Me too. Thank you so much.
Natalie Dutak is the Aquatic Invasive Species and Watershed Groups Manager at the River Alliance of Wisconsin. She joined us to talk about the upcoming Snapshot Day on Saturday and how you can help identify and fight aquatic invasive species here in the state.